We have to go someplace. Let me back up just a minute. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most holy and righteous Father, Lord, we just thank you right now for this opportunity. God, we ask that you continue to bless those that support this ministry, both financially and prayerfully, and ask that you continue to keep your hand upon us, Lord, so that we can be in service to you. And God, we give you all the praise and all the glory in your holy name. Amen. So for most of us, when we have to go someplace that we have never been to before, one of the first things we do when we get into our car, we put it in the GPS, either in our car or our phone, because we need some help to get to where it is that we're going. And so if in Exodus 13, I believe it is, when Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt after God had delivered them from bondage, the scripture tells us, I think it's in verse 22, that he led them by a pillar of cloud in the day and a pillar of fire at night. So they had direction as they were being led out of the wilderness. Matthew 4, verse 1 tells us, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He was being led. You know, it's, as a believer, it should not be hard for us, but it might be amazing to us, to think about the fact that we have a GPS system operating in our life. Now, some folks like to call it God's personal spirit, GPS. But when I look at it, I think about the fact that we're 2,000 years into the future since then, 6,000, 4,000, throw up those numbers, Moses, Jesus. So just like in our world, technology has changed, I like to think I have an upgrade now as a believer. So I don't just have GPS, I have HGPS. Holy Ghost, personal spirit. You know, before Jesus came, the Spirit of God would just come on people and they would operate in the Spirit. They would have direction from the Spirit. But as I said, we have an upgrade. And that upgrade is based on the fact that Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood. He said it was expedient for him to go away, because if he did not go away, the Comforter would not come. And who was the Comforter? The Holy Ghost. That the Holy Ghost would not come. And it's the Holy Ghost that leads and guides us to all truth. And he is that truth. Now, when you think about, as I said, we get in our car, we put it into the GPS, because we have a destination that we are trying to get to. And destination is a place to which someone or something is going or being sent. It is the journey's end, the end of the line, a landing place, a point of disembarkment, a finish line. And as I mentioned earlier, when I talked about Exodus 13, when the children of Israel were coming out of Egyptian bondage, they had a destination. And that destination was that they were going to get to the promised land. We have an internal guidance system, like GPS, GPS says, go up to Centerville and make a right. Go down to Miller Road and make a left. And GPS in the natural gives us a turn by turn description, turn by turn instructions as to where it is we need to be in order to get to where it is that we are going. As believers, our destination should be heaven. We should be putting heaven into our HGPS to allow the Holy Ghost to come in and give us turn by turn directions, instructions as to how to get to heaven. You know, I thought about the old saints. I think it was back in the 70s. They used to sing a song that said, I'm going up yonder. Their mind was looking at the destination to where it was that they were going. Or they would sing about going to Beulah land. You know, any place but down here, any place but right here. And we as believers, we ought to know that this is not our home. We are on a journey. From the time that we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, it puts us on a journey. And our journey is that we want to go to heaven. We want to go to the place to where God has intended. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Our mindset should be, I want to go to heaven. I want to be in with Jesus. I want to be in that mansion, in that place that he had prepared for me. So when we look at our destination is not down here. You know, granted, we need a good job. We need to make money. It's nice having a good house, a nice car, nice clothes, other things to fix us up, nice food to eat. But that is not our focal point. That is not where our minds should be fixed, that we get comfortable and at ease staying down here. But we need to allow that HGPS to come in and give us the direction that we need. And one of the things that we can look at is we know that the road that we're on determines where we are going to end up at. Some of you know I used to like to travel. Things have changed, so I don't travel like I used to. But I can tell you this. If I wanted to go to the Caribbean, pack my bags, got everything situated, and made my travel plans to go north, am I going to get to the Caribbean that's in the south? The road that we're on determines our destination. So if we are looking at we want to go to heaven, we want to be with Jesus, what road are we traveling down? Are we traveling down a road that the world is traveling down? Are we traveling down a road that leads to selfishness? Or are we traveling down a road where the Holy Ghost is leading and guiding us in the direction that he would have us to go? See, that's the thing. We don't have to be on this journey by ourselves. God will give his Spirit to all those that believe. Now, I want to make sure I don't have any confusion here. I'm not talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about when we get saved, we are led by the Spirit. The Holy Ghost will come in and lead and guide us if we allow him to lead and guide us. You know, and then sometimes the direction that we are going is not where we intend to go. Now, you have to stop and think about that, because anytime you get ready to go someplace, you intend to go to that place. You're not going to turn and go in an opposite direction, but you're going to go in the direction that is going to get you to the place that you want to end up at. And as I said earlier, we want to end up in heaven. We want to end up with Jesus. And because of this, we want to do what we need to do, being led by the Holy Ghost, being led by the Spirit of God. Now, sometimes as we're going, things happen. You know, it's just life. Things happen. There are some things that we bring on ourselves that happen. And when you look at the children of Israel, God had delivered them from Egyptian bondage. They're out. God leads them up to the Red Sea. Now you would think GPS would have told them that the Red Sea was right there, right? But God led them up to the Red Sea. God will lead us up to a Red Sea in our life. The GPS will take us directly to an obstacle, I think, to see what we're going to do about it. Because like the children of Israel, they got there, and oh, Lord, we should have stayed in Egypt. How many times do we have obstacles arise in our life and we think, oh, Lord, I should have. Oh, God, if you had not brought me out here, it would have been better for me to stay in Egypt and die, sitting around the flesh pots. But they were on a 40-day journey. And they began to continue to murmur and complain, to continue to have unbelief and doubt that God was able to bring them into this promised land, into this land that was flowing with milk and honey. Do we have doubt? Do we have unbelief? Do we think he's not able? He's able. But it was because of their unbelief that their carcasses fell in the wilderness. 40 days. They spent 40 years in the wilderness. A year for each of those 40 days that they were living in unbelief. I thought, Lord, help me. Because I know unbelief grips my heart sometimes, depending on what the situation is. And I really don't want God tying them to no years. I don't want to have to go through things year after year after year because I did not follow his direction, because I did not put my trust in what he had said. But a lot of times, our direction is not our intention, but it does determine our destination. If you turn with me to Matthew 26, I have a couple of scriptures here, but I just want to look at how our direction, not our intention, determines our destination. And Peter is a good example of this. Here in Matthew 26, starting with verse 33, it says, Peter answered and said unto him, talking about Jesus, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Turn over to John 13. And I probably should have read this one first, but it's okay. It's all good. John 13, starting with verse 36, says, Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither thou goest, where goest thou? Jesus answered him, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered him, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Now, when we think about Peter, we sometimes think that Peter was just a little cocky. We tend to be a little cocky sometimes too. So I don't want us to go, oh, Peter, no. But Peter did tend to be just a little cocky. And he's letting the Lord know that I am with you. I'm going to follow you. I mean, after all, he had been following for 3.5 years. I'm going to follow you. You said that if I would follow you, you would make me fishers of men. I'm right here by your side. When we look at following the Lord and we tell him, yes, Lord, I am right here. I'm following you. Whatever you say, however your spirit leads me, this is what I'm going to do. When Jesus was in the garden and they came and they took him, John 18 tells us that Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up thy sword into thy sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? And here's a good example of Peter, whose intentions were such that he wanted to follow Jesus. He wanted to do what was right. His direction was to follow Jesus, but his intention was to pick up the sword. And that wasn't how the Holy Ghost was leading him. That was not what he had been taught by Jesus. And then we have Jesus, on the other hand, whose direction is to do the will of his Father, to come down and lay down his life. So he had to let Peter know, this is not the way that we should go. And we could stop right here and think, what is it in our life that the Holy Spirit has been guiding us towards, but we choose to do something else? We have other intentions. We have other intentions that's going to determine what our destination is going to be. And I know we look at heaven so far away, you know, unless we are just thinking about dying. But heaven isn't the only destination that the Holy Ghost leads us to. There are other destinations, be it help somebody, do something for somebody, get in your word, study, pray. The Holy Ghost leads us to all of these things. But then again, we have to be willing to let the Holy Ghost lead us. The Holy Ghost will give us guidance, will lead us to all truth, if we allow him to direct our lives. If we make a wrong turn, the Holy Ghost is going to say, turn right. And we turn left. The Holy Ghost is going to do everything that he can do to get us back on course. But it's like in the natural. Have you ever been in your car, your GPS is going, and it says, make a right at the corner, and you go, oh, but I know this shortcut. Let me go over here. And you decide to go whatever way it is that you want to go. We do that when the Holy Ghost comes and tells us to do a certain thing, we think, well, why don't I just take this shortcut? I can do it this way, because we know my way is the best way. Sometimes we have to stop and realize my way is the way that may end me up in hell. So I might want to do something else. But the word guide means to direct the course of something, to steer in a certain direction. And that's really what the Holy Ghost does for us. It directs us to a certain course. It steers us in the right direction. You know, it's one thing that we sometimes have to remember, which is a good thing and not so good thing, but God knows all things and he knew what he was doing when he gave man a free will. Because with a free will, we have a choice. We can either serve him or we cannot serve him. If we didn't have a free will, then he could just put his hammer down. He could make us serve him. But that's not the point. Because we've been allowed an opportunity to serve him now when we can. Because the time is going to come that every knee shall bow. Every tongue is going to confess. And it's so easy to be able to do it now when it's my will. I want to serve him. I want to praise him. I want him to direct my life. I want him to be my Lord, my Savior, my deliverer, my all in all. I'm not being forced. Nobody's twisting my arm. You know, have you ever been in the car with somebody? They used to call them backseat drivers. You're in the car with somebody and you're driving along, you're going about your business, you know where you're going, you know where you're headed. Oh, turn this way. Thank God that God doesn't do us like that. He gives us the direction that we need, and it's with loving kindness does he draw us to him. It's with loving kindness does he draw us to go in the direction that he would have us to go. There, you know, and you be pointing too. Go over there. Oh, you missed that turn. You got to make this turn and go back around. But the Holy Ghost says, pick up your word. Spend some time in prayer. Go talk to somebody. This person over here, they need some help. Go help them. And the Holy Ghost will just steer us and direct us in the way that he would have us to go. He provides us with guidance. But you know, we've been grown for so long, we really don't think that we need guidance. But then the Holy Ghost also gives us correction. Lord knows we don't want the correction. But you know, our GPS in our car, although it's given us turn-by-turn directions, have you ever missed one of those turns? And then it has to say, rerouting, and make a correction to what it is that you're doing, the direction that you're going. In our lives, I can't speak for anybody else in here, but if I did and anybody said that they didn't, I know y'all be lying. But we have all had missteps. We have all had misturns. There has been a place in all of our lives where the Holy Ghost had to say, rerouting, and change the direction that we were going in because we just miss God. It happens. We miss God. But thank God for correction. Thank God that He loves us enough to correct us. Because if He didn't love us enough to correct us, we wouldn't be His children. So it's that correction that the Holy Ghost gives us. And then it gives us awareness. It helps us to know what is going on around us. You know, sometimes your GPS pulls up and it's showing the map where you're going, and then you can see all of this red stuff, meaning something's going on at this place. That's how our HGPS does us in our life. We're going along in life, and He can see the obstacles that are coming in our life. And He lets us know, hey, if you keep going in this direction, guess what? You're going to have a problem. There's going to be an issue. You're going to run into something that you have no business running into if you would just listen to me and let me reroute your life, reroute your route, the way that you're going, and not continue making the same mistake over and over and over and over in our life. And then He also offers personalization, meaning that your natural GPS knows that you don't like to go on the tollway and spend that money. So it's not going to give you any routes that go on the tollway. The Holy Spirit is unique to each and every individual. And I like this because I thought about Thomas. When Jesus first came back to His disciples, Thomas wasn't there. And when they told him that Jesus had been there, Thomas said, "Except I see the nail scars in His hand, thrust my fist through His side, then I'm not going to believe." And when Jesus came back, it got personal. He said, "Thomas, here I am. Why don't you go ahead and put your hand in the nail prints in my hand? Thrust your hand through my side." To let him know, I know the direction that you were going. So, saints, I can't stress enough how much we need HGPS. I had an opportunity last week. I went to Houston. Now, I have been to Houston several times. I've been through Houston several times. However, I had never driven in Houston. I did not know that Houston Hobby Airport was in the ghetto. So I got into my rental car, and the first thing I did was got my GPS, put the address of the place that I was going, and I am not going to lie, my heart was going like this. But then when I had my destination mapped out on the GPS, I started having some peace. I was a little more relaxed. I was a little more comfortable. And I said all that to say this. We have peace with the Holy Ghost. Regardless of what the situation is, how fearful we are, what's going on, we can have peace in the midst of the storm. Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world give it, but I give you peace." And that's what the Holy Ghost will do, is continue to give us peace so that we don't have to be stressed. We don't have to be worried. We can bring everything to the foot of Jesus and lay it down there. But it requires us to have a continual connection with Him. It requires us to have continual communication, meaning we need to pray. We need to be in our word. It requires us to listen. When I got in my car in Houston, I had my music going on at first. But then I realized I got to turn the music off. I need to hear the directions that are being given to me by this GPS. Sometimes we have distractors in our life, and we need to turn them off so that we can hear what God is saying to us. Saints, I thank God that I have an upgraded version. Because Jesus shed his blood on Calvary. And it's because of that sacrifice that he paid that we're able to have that upgrade and allow the Holy Ghost to lead and guide us. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to be our guide through life. We know that the Spirit will lead us to Jesus. We know that the Spirit will give us strength, wisdom, courage, help us to be obedient. And God, we thank you for the clarity that you give us through your Spirit to give us the direction in our life so that we can get to the place to where we can say, Lord, it's not my will, but thy will be done. And we just thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you so much, Sister Lincoln, for that message. I really enjoyed that. It reminded me about 2 weeks ago. I was coming from Fort Worth to Plano, and I didn't know how to get there, so I pulled out the GPS. And that GPS, for some reason, was just malfunctioning and malfunctioning. It would tell me to go so many miles, and then it would say, it would start rerouting and rerouting, and it said, take the next exit. And then it would reroute me again. It did that about 3 times, and I was so frustrated. It finally got me to where I was going, and when it started rerouting again, I said, I'm staying right here. And that's sometimes what we need to do with God, is just stay right there and listen to him, because when we decide that we're going to go a different direction from what he tells us to, we're just going to keep going in the wrong place and in the wrong place. But I'm so glad that God will tell us which way to go. And if we'll listen, it is always the right way. God loves us. He will never take us down the wrong path. We thank you this morning for joining us here at Christ Unveiled, those that are in-house and those that are online. We thank you for joining us. If you haven't had a chance to give, please do so and help us in building up our kingdom for God. Hope that you come back again for the 9 o'clock, for the 11 o'clock service. And then again on Wednesday for the 7 o'clock service, where we're in the book of Revelation. And it's just so much information there. We'd love to see you there. And with this, you are dismissed.